Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions, new implements, more attachments, better technology and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarro and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to kick things off with a quick talk about livestock futures. Of course, ended the week with a short day on Friday after the Thanksgiving holiday, but cattle futures did end positive last week.
That's exactly right. We did see a positive close. We traded mostly higher throughout the session also, and all this occurred on, as Dave said, an abbreviated holiday trading session. Now, there were no cash cattle sales reported in the feed yards as of Friday. Hopefully, around 11 o'clock this morning, we will find out from USDA what prices and the amount of movement we did see out of our feed yards last week. Now, technically, the cattle futures are starting to show some signs of positive trade to the upside, and we did see choice box beef up 31 cents on Friday. Selects up $1.74 on a total movement of 74 loads. Cattle kill only 98,000 head. The weekly kill 462,000. Cash feeder index was unchanged. Friday saw the December live cattle close 87 cents higher. January feeders up $1.05 and December lean hogs 7 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, obviously the cattle futures ended up with a pretty nice day, but the grains, after the short week, lower across the board.
Yes, they were. We saw the wheat, corn, and soybean futures back on Friday all suffer at the hands of selling and close negative. The weekly export sales were only friendly for the corn back on Friday. Now, today is first notice day for December grain futures. It is also expected that the EPA will announce the new RFS for levels for ethanol for 2014-17 today. And trading overnight has been mixed with active trading and rolling of December grain positions. At the moment, March KC wheat 2¾ cents higher. March corn is unchanged. January soybeans up $0.03. March cotton trading 47 cents lower. The January crude oil is 43 cents higher. December dollar index up 14 cents. And December Dow Jones futures 43 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. You have a great day, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.